Surveillance video shows someone spray-painting hate profanity on signs outside the Al Amin Islamic Center in Boynton Beach. Last December, a mosque in North Palm Beach had its windows shattered. In September, a Fort Pierce mosque was torched by an alleged arsonist. No one was hurt, but that same mosque was the scene of an alleged hate assault on a Muslim in July. Wilfredo Ruiz is Florida spokesman for the Council on American-Islamic Relations. He blames the current political environment.
We are living times in Florida where we see hate incidents in the Panhandle, Miami-Dade, the Atlantic Coast, the Gulf Coast, in Central Florida, especially fueled with the inflammatory Islamophobic rhetoric that politicians have embraced.
Florida prosecutors can now add hate crime charges to these offenses, which carry heavier sentences. The man accused in the July Fort Pierce attack faces life in prison as a result.
He sends a message to any hater that when somebody attacks a mosque, a synagogue, a church, they're attacking our constitutional liberties and rights.
Boynton Beach rabbis and pastors have voiced support for the Al Amin Mosque. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.